Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on this 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley. This Mass is being offered for Joseph Shingola.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess
to Almighty God.
Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the second book of Kings. One day, Elisha came to Shunem, where there was a woman of influence who urged him to dine with her. Afterward, whenever he passed by, he used to stop there to dine. So she said to her husband, "I know that Elisha is a holy man of God. Since he visits us often, let us arrange a little room on the roof and furnish it for him with a bed, table, and chair and lamp, so that when he comes to us, he can stay there." Sometime later, Elisha arrived and stayed in the room overnight. Later, Elisha asked, "Can something be done for her?" His servant, Gehazi, answered, "Yes. She has no son, and her husband is getting on in years. Elisha said, call her. When the woman had been called and stood at the door, Elisha promised, this time next year, you will be fondling a baby son. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were also baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in the newness of life. If then we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. We know that Christ, raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has power over him. As to his death, He died to sin once and for all. As to his life, he lives for God. Consequently, you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because the little one is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this past week we prepared a couple of rooms in our rectory for our two new priests to be arriving soon. And like the room of the prophet Elisha, their rooms also are furnished with a bed, table, chair, and a lamp. And that couple from Shunem that we heard about in the first reading not only prepared this room for Elisha because he just happened to be passing by, but as the woman herself says, because he was a holy man of God. And because she recognized Elisha as a prophet, she received him and generously provided for his needs. And in doing so, the Lord blesses her with a child. And one thing that we can take away from that is that God is not outdone in generosity. That when we're generous with others, God is always more generous with us. And again, this woman was generous with Elisha, not only because he was in need, but because he was a holy man of God. And as a prophet, it was through his word that she received that desire of her heart, a baby boy. And God's generosity came through the one she was generous with. We've been reading from chapter 10 in the Gospel of St. Matthew these past three Sundays of Ordinary Time, and this is where Jesus prepares his apostles to be sent out. He calls them by name. He gives them authority. He warns them about the resistance that they will face, and then he assures them that God will provide for all their needs. And they're given this ministry that's threefold. A ministry that corresponds to their new identity in Christ as priest, prophet, and king. As priests, they sanctify others, particularly by blessing them through the sacraments. As prophets, they teach others, especially by proclaiming the gospel. And as kings, they govern others by exercising that servant leadership exemplified by Jesus himself. And Jesus gave his apostles this threefold ministry to sanctify, teach, and govern in his name. While all the baptized are anointed as priest, prophet, and king, the Lord gives a special duty to those who are ordained as priests, to sanctify, to teach, and to govern the people of God. And as a priest, I can say that it's an extraordinary privilege to serve the church in this way. Especially humbling to recognize that our ministry as priests is made possible by the support of the people of God. And going back to that first reading, Elisha was able to bless the woman because she first welcomed him in. It's a great privilege to be welcomed into a parish. And this week we have this opportunity to welcome not one, but two men of God. As two new priests come to begin their ministry here in East Lansing. And while the prophet Elisha gave the prophetic word that the woman would have a son, it was the Lord who blessed her with a child. Similarly, priests are instruments the Lord chooses to bless his people. What matters in the end is not so much the messenger, but the message. Ultimately, it's Jesus himself who blesses his church through the ministry of priests. And whoever the priest may be, whenever Mass is celebrated, Jesus truly is present, body and blood, soul and divinity on the altar. And when the priest says, "I absolve you from your sins," whoever that priest may be, it's Jesus himself who forgives. And St. Paul writes about the sacrament of baptism in our second reading. And whichever priest or deacon does the baptism, it's Jesus himself who baptizes. And going back to that first reading, even the name of the prophet Elisha often gets confused with his predecessor Elijah. Because in the end, it doesn't matter if people know the name of the prophet or know the name of the priest. What matters is that they know the name of Jesus. As Jesus says, "Whoever receives you receives me." So as we do have this time of transition in our parish this week, as we prepare for this change of clergy, it's an opportunity to not only to receive our new priest with generosity, but also to look back to over the years and to thank the Lord for his faithfulness, recognizing that it's always Jesus himself who ministers to us through his priests, and Today we prayed Psalm 89 as our responsorial psalm. And the first verse of the psalm was, "The promises of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations, my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness." The Lord has shown his faithfulness. He's shown his faithfulness to this parish by four generations. For providing shepherds, imperfect as we are, he's provided shepherds for his church. So may the Lord continue to provide shepherds after his own heart and to nourish the church here in East Lansing, to feed us with the gospel and with the bread of life and Holy Communion. As Jesus says, whoever receives a prophet because he's a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And what is a prophet's reward? It's the Lord himself. Just as our patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, prayed, "Non nisi te," nothing but you, when he was asked what he wanted as his reward at the end of his life for the many accomplishments he had. He wanted nothing but the Lord. So may we too receive that gift that the Lord wants to give. He wants to give us himself. So may we, as we receive those whom he sends, we receive the Lord Jesus himself. Jesus also warns of placing good things in front of him. He purifies the hearts of his disciples before he sends them out, that they may love him above all other things. Even the very good things of parents, of children. So may the Lord purify our hearts. I think that line too, whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. That applies to biological fathers and mothers and also spiritual fathers and mothers. That our hearts may always be set on the Lord Jesus himself before our hearts may be set on any other person, because in loving the Lord first, we actually are able to love others even better, because we recognize that they are gifts from God, and that we place our ultimate fulfillment in God alone, not put an unnecessary burden on someone else to be our fulfillment in our lives. So may we look back and thank the Lord for his faithfulness to this parish, and thank him in advance for providing for us in all of our needs, especially for the needs that we have to receive him, Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Holy Eucharist. We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe in one God.
bring our prayers with confidence to the God who knows all our needs.
For the Pope and all leaders in the Church, may the Holy Spirit continue to strengthen them in their witness to the faith. Let us pray to the Lord. For leaders of nations, may the Prince of Peace guide them in the ways of peace and reconciliation. Let us pray to the Lord. For all the clergy who take up new assignments this week, may they be gentle, humble, and loving servants to their new communities. Let us pray to the Lord. For all of us gathered here, may God strengthen us against temptation and graciously hear our prayers for one another. Let us pray to the Lord. For those burdened by illness or injury, that our merciful healer may take away their infirmities and their pain, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who have died, may they rejoice in the eternal light of Christ, especially Margaret Madigan and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
God of truth and love, hear these prayers we offer you, we ask through Christ our Lord. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who graciously accomplished the effects of your mysteries, grant, we pray, that the deeds by which we serve you may be worthy of these sacred gifts, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right to give you thanks, truly just to give you glory, Father, most holy. For you are the one God, living and true, existing before all ages and abiding for all eternity, dwelling in unapproachable light. Yet you, who alone are good at the source of life, have made all that is, so that you might fill your creatures with blessings and bring joy to many of them by the glory of your light. And so in your presence are countless hosts of angels who serve you day and night, and gazing upon the glory of your face, glorify you without ceasing. With them we too confess your name in exaltation, giving voice to every creature under heaven as we acclaim. We give you praise, Father most holy, for you are great and you have fashioned all your works in wisdom and in love. You formed man in your own image and entrusted the whole world to his care, so that in serving you alone, the Creator, he might have dominion over all creatures. And when through disobedience he had lost your friendship, you did not abandon him to the domain of death, for you came in mercy to the aid of all, so that those who seek might find you. Time and again you offer them covenants, and through the prophets taught them to look forward to salvation. And you so loved the world, Father most holy, that in the fullness of time you sent your only begotten Son to be our Savior. Made incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, he shared our human nature in all things but sin. To the poor he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners freedom, and to the sorrowful of heart, joy. To accomplish your plan, he gave himself up to death, and rising from the dead, he destroyed death and restored life, and that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose again for us. He sent the Holy Spirit from you, Father, as the first fruits for those who believe, so that bringing to perfection his work in the world, he might sanctify creation to the full. Therefore, O Lord, we pray, may this same Holy Spirit graciously sanctify these offerings, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the celebration of this great mystery, which he himself left us as an eternal covenant. For when the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, Father most holy, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And while they were at supper, he took bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, taking the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, he gave thanks and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we now celebrate the memorial of our redemption, we remember Christ's death and his ascent to the realm of the dead. We proclaim his resurrection and his ascension to your right hand. As we await his coming in glory, we offer you his body and blood, the sacrifice acceptable to you, which brings salvation to the whole world. Look, O Lord, upon the sacrifice which you yourself have provided for your church, and grant in your loving kindness to all who partake of this one bread and one chalice, that gathered into one body by the Holy Spirit, they may truly become a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your glory. Therefore, Lord, remember now all for whom we offer this sacrifice, especially your servant, Leo, our Pope, Earl, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, all the clergy, those who take part in this offering, those gathered here before you, your entire people, and all who seek you with a sincere heart. Remember also those who have died in the peace of your Christ and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. To all of us, your children, grant, O merciful Father, that we may enter into a heavenly inheritance with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, and with your apostles and saints in your kingdom. There with the whole of creation, freed from the corruption of sin and death, may we glorify you through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father,
Lord, we pray, from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Let us pray. May this divine sacrifice we have offered and received fill us with life, O Lord, we pray, so that bound to you in lasting charity, we may bear fruit that lasts forever. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Let us go forth singing number 797, You Walk Along Our Shoreline, number 797.
Shoreline, where land meets.
My dear friends, it has been a pleasure to serve the Outreach Mass community for the last 7.5 years. I will shortly be taking a new assignment as pastor within the Diocese of Lansing, as well as my associate, Father Corey Bilodeau, will become pastor. We will be taking new assignments as of July 1st. That means you have new clergy coming to celebrate here with you in the parish. I hope you will welcome Father Carl Pung as the new pastor and Father Joshua Fons as the new associate following Father Corey. Please continue to welcome and pray for them as you have done for me. I thank you for your support, and I pray that you'll continue to support this ministry, help us to pay the bills and stay on the air. If you wish to send a check, make it payable to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. May God bless and keep you always. Signing off, Father Gordon.